spotted them. They were running totally stealth. We picked them up on night vision. And they were not. They were not in anywhere.
What is this?
These are. This is a Ranger meetings.
They were playing with our toys too.
And we're talking about the black helicopters on.
I don't know.
On the Playa. And the black helicopters were out there in the Playa.
Circling
like the black
in
ops, cops. Because we were just talking about UFOs. Probably every single person in the world has seen a UFO.
Black ops pork choppers.
It just means they didn't know what it was. And that's my point. I don't necessarily.
You got to use these headphones, but you got to use this microphone.
But I do believe in your right to say it.
Like have you seen, you were there when the helicopters were deployed and landed?
I believe in the concept.
Yeah, I was there when people were sneaking into Burning Man like UDT SEAL people, and they had weapons, and it was pretty funny.
Right, right.
And what nobody knew was friends of mine were doing the same thing without weapons. Just
I believe in the concept
about a half a mile north.
I believe in the concept of friendship and the concept of
part of the mix.
People, yeah, people. But this is different. This
yeah,
is like
show.
The radio show.
Yeah, the show is different. It's people. Oh, people. Yeah,
yeah. It's like programming in the middle of the night. When
wait a minute, who would do that?
Descending, cascading, glossolalic, disintegrating personalities.
Yeah, who wrote that?
Yeah.
Well, it's
at the same
nothing
time,
but the gospel
radio
truth.
Serves as the principal means by which the recording industry gets word of its news releases to the general public.
Just
succinctly
say,
put,
payola
radio
and hold
sells
your nose.
Records. While radio seldom pays for music cassettes, recording companies send demos of their new products.
What kinds of helicopters?
Stations.
I remember turning one time and seeing a slick
ASCAP
come up, and all
and
of these
BMI.
Nevada DEA guys jumped out, and they were actually in tie-dye T-shirts. And I wanted to run over and say, no, sorry, man. If you're going to spy on people, use that to get the decade right.
Music licensing favor.
They were great.
They were hip,
hit
young, cool DEA guys.
Oh, well, that's terrible.
I would go over to say hi to the drug dog because the drug dog was cool.
McGruff. Did he take a bite out of crime?
Bite out of the collar.
Did he take a puff out of the frog?
The
critics
frog?
Of this technique accused the producers of lobotomizing
hey, Philo,
songs.
This guy said frog
huh?
on
what?
The air.
It's all
he
for
said
the frog and the slecko.
Froppy Bob.
Oh, it's Froppy Bob.
Froppy Bob.
So what's up with your
Froppy
cable
Bob.
TV station?
Froppy Bob.
Well,
Cinco
de Mayo.
I mean the station you're going to start now. Aren't you going to start a low-power station and do subgenius 24-hour, 7 days a week broadcast?
Low class.
Wow.
You're good, good for nothing.
You just blew my mind.
What about, isn't Pyrocat Radio
hey,
kind of
I
headed that
it,
way?
I
think they're going to
do
a secret
like Monday or Tuesday.
You know,
secret,
stimulus check to Pyrocat and Negative Land.
What? You're going to have Negative Land on and not us?
Yeah, man.
Well, the ball's in your court, Wellman.
I'm going to hang up here.
Oh!
Playing
oh,
Aztec
okay,
wiffle ball in the court.
I hung up only in my mind.
My mind.
You're making a circus out of these proceedings. I don't want to have to caution you again. I'll have to come down there and knock you on your can.
Ray Bob, Church of the Subgenius helped me meet sex goddesses across the nation.
It's true. It actually will.
Dr. Howell is living through.
Ah, the best laid plans of mice and men.
Yeah, exactly.
Best as I could.
Mislay those plans of about the? Plans?
They're right
well,
over
I,
here.
Oh,
I,
thanks.
You know, one
behind
simply
the
takes
computer.
Advantage of these opportunities when
they open the door there to space. That's why the music
boy,
got
do
so
they
loud. This is the music.
Nobody sounds knows. Like a modern radio station.
No, that's what they play inside of TIE fighter pilots' helmets.
When
they,
a station is
they
computerized,
just play it because yeah, it's not really there. They just play it. It's like our headphones. There's no show play. They just play it.
Yeah. They do. They just play it.
And we go blah 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 and flap our meat lips. Oh, did you get that by the way? Did I know?
Yes,
I
did, and I read the story
they
that it's
meat.
Based on.
Oh yes, I'd love.
They
to
are read. Meat.
Aliens observing us. Really funny. Yeah, YouTube thing.
No, I didn't. I did see that. I got some,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I like the way that YouTube has reorganized the inbox. Have you seen that?
Sort of. Why?
Well, it means that you don't have to go to several places to see stuff that's like really the same kind of stuff. Like people sending you stuff is in the same place your email is now instead of...
Oh, I didn't notice the
you know,
change. I
yeah,
saw the
it was
the,
changed. And it, I think it was a change for the better. So kudos to whoever that backwoods techno geek was.
Backwoodsman? hillbillies.
So brought out his computer and said, "Hey, I'll show you how to do it." He just flicker dick jicker on this thing, and then back up
that
on
kid
the
was a wizard.
Give me Bob and you.
Give me Bob. All snookered to the guild.
Kind of a dilemma.
Yeah, us too.
But how am I supposed to transmit a low power station if you're getting rid of all analog cables?
Oh, you just have to buy all digital now. You have to go to Fry's and spend $48 and buy yourself a...
What are they getting rid of?
They're getting rid of analog, like...
You have to have your own radio station. You have to have your own transmitter, and you have to just appropriate a band.
This caller knows.
Nobody will care later, because it'll all be digital.
I said, this caller knows.
I indeed do.
There's any number of places you can buy transmitters. It's not against the law to own a transmitter. Yeah, it's against the law. It requires fees and licenses and things for transmitters of a certain
wattage.
But actually, it's perfectly legal to have a transmitter that transmits, say, like 300 feet.
Well, you both realize you must turn the bandwidth.
It sounds like a restraining order.
Personally, I
right.
prefer
so
to
I mean, if you and your neighbors want to share your radio skills, you can do that. You should go out and just
radio skills. That's so cute. Oh, we're doing the radio skill class now.
Consumers of radio like to think in terms of what I like and what I don't like. By researching your listeners' tastes and giving them what they want, as opposed to what fits the industry's definition of what they should have, you'll maximize your chances for success.
But you'll ultimately paint yourself into a corner. However, that was not seen at the time such theories were originally formulated.
While in that corner, think outside in, not inside out.
Now
the
we
fact
can
that one company may now own several stations
of
in a market is capable, for example,
look back
of skewing
and see
the FM
where
toward
we went
younger
wrong.
Females and the other
with
toward
go
older
get
females.
Her, get rich, that you quick schemes like this one.
And I would like to tell you the kind of,
by the way, I just wanted to mention that the last three shows are dedicated to the Roman Catholic priest, the Reverend Adelaire Antonio De Carli.
Uh-oh.
You know what happened to him, right?
No.
Here, I'll give it to him. There's a picture of him right there. Did you see that story?
No. I don't know. I don't need to know. All I know is that.
Yeah, you do need to know because this is a subgenius Roman Catholic priest.
I don't need to know if you tell me. I'm following you. You just say it's worth.
No, it says YouTube. I'm following YouTube.
Which one am I supposed to be?
Oh, the picture. See the picture?
Okay, all right. Radio Journal.
Reverend De Carli attached himself to something like 10,000 helium balloons. In a lawn chair with an exposure suit. And went out and for fundraiser.
He's going to heaven?
He went to heaven like about 2 weeks ago, I guess, because he went out and they found the balloons and no De Carli. He had to go from Brazil, I think, across the bay.
He was wearing a helmet, an aluminum thermal flight suit, waterproof coveralls, and a parachute.
Oh.
And was seeking to break the 19-hour
record. And now he's at the bottom of a shark's belly.
Time in flight with party balloons.
Do we have a flight path for him?
The cluster of yellow, orange, pink, and white balloons was seen Tuesday night, floating intact in the sea off Santa Catalina.
Sad.
According to a photograph posted on the website,
Reverend De Carli? He was a subgenius extraordinary.
Rescuers reached the balloons.
He still is. Yes. Why am I talking in the past? He still is.
Not there.
He just transitioned himself to Dobbstown.
Just like that.
And he started his own album-oriented rock station. The birth of the AOR format in the mid-1960s was the result of a basic disdain for the highly formulaic top 40 sound that prevailed at the time.
See, this sounds more like Over the Edge guy.
How Radio is Done, part 937.2.
100 billion and two.
Yeah.
But he's listening right now, so be really cool, man.
Okay. Well, we're not like how radio was or was not done. We're just like, radio.
Sure,
we're just like
that?
Show, man.
Just weird radio. What are they doing?
Weird.
Here's a glossary of terms, though.
They just seem to talk.
Oh, it sure is
radio
glossy.
Terms?
Do they listen to each other? Are they saying anything? Yeah, where's my audience?
Who is your audience? What is your audience?
I just found it over there. I'll put it back.
No. Let's leave it right where it is.
And more importantly, why does your audience keep listening?
They watch too much Stargate.
I remember that. It was a terrible scandal.
If you're listening to this show, you probably already know that you must check in at Subgenius Foundation headquarters to make sure that your
ticket is properly engaged.
Here they are,
engaged.
Lines and lines
make
of people
sure your
lining up with their tickets
punched.
To X-Day.
Don't forget, Johnny Law will be there.
And
patrolling
the doggy
and
heads.
Expediting for your security.
It's, you know, that's one
conflict
thing.
Resolution.
You guys have never brought up about your religion is that if you get in line and you're walking along and you get to the gate of X-Day, to the rocket ship, and you haven't paid the money, the aliens take swift and terrible retribution right there, right?
Not necessarily. If you have a pamphlet. If you have a pamphlet in your back pocket, remember, that was promised early on that if you have an original pamphlet in your back pocket,
that's true.
You can get on as the last. Now, when you get on the aliens, the ship, you will get an inferior seat assignment. Your seat assignment will be in the ballast tank,
even if you have the
alongside
original
the bilge water.
Even if you have the original pamphlet, you'll have to do this?
Really? Yeah, that seems very unfair.
You may negotiate for a better seat assignment once you're in the bilge water. But
here we are, swirling around in the bilge.
Boy, they should clean this.
It's kind of like in The Matrix with the toilet people. You know, you're a toilet person, you wake up, hey, copper top, and then you get flushed.
And then you got to turn your head, and then you get flushed.
In the real world, you get flushed, and you come out, and the trash come back from the first Star Wars movie.
You throw up that piece of cake that French guy made.
Really? You saw that?
Indeed.
Goodness, we'll have to come track you down now.
I only can describe
he is, how do you say, flange.
Border gaudy, for lack of luster. I proceed into the doors lined with red floors, ever opened by a cord. And suddenly a horde or flood or more of lions, tigers, boars, and boats, and more. Encompassed all dimensions, ceilings, walls, my feelings floored. Like sailors drunk, I had a door.
Once you have the right equipment, create your own promos.
I do monkeys eat bananas.
Podcasters borrow plenty of familiar habits and conventions from broadcast radio.
Why do monkeys eat bananas?
They eat many things.
Is that a monkey in your pocket?
So the bananas don't eat the monkeys.
Is that a monkey in your pocket?
Yeah, that's cool. Whatever.
We don't monkey with success. We stick with what is good. Like, for example, an omnivorous monkey chattering in the treetops. One of nature's elegant solutions.
Which one are you talking about? That one over there or that other one over there?
These
the one that's playing Louie Louie
may look
endlessly.
Cute, but they are
on a tiny
dangerous
ukulele.
Wild animals who may attack humans.
Which one?
That Salvador Dali.
Okay, I got you. So this one over here is perfectly harmless, right?
Yeah, well,
we have
like
a
this.
Salvador Dali in shot. And
can I pet this one over here? Like,
I wouldn't. That one is a rabbit.
It's orange, though. I mean, what's so bad about it? It's
orange.
Are
you interested in finding out? Well, go ahead.
Orange sherbet.
Hey, did you know I found a word that rhymes with orange?
And what word might that be, my boy?
Borange.
Borange?
Right, borange.
Borange.
And perhaps you'll explain what this wonder word borange means.
Borange is, it's a type of a special roll cage that drummers use in rock bands who get kind of in those areas where there's a lot of damage
story.
Can occur. So the drummer will want to surround himself with his borange. And if there's...
How about porridge?
See, they bought it. Nobody objected, so it must be true.
I objected.
I just said it with all conviction. That's the way you do nowadays. There's no governor, you know. There's nothing that stops it from just going out there.
Right.
What
it's
about
the Wikipedia
Schwarzenegger?
It's Wikipedia.
So it's going to the opposite, where in the old days you'd send it out and then deny it. Now you just try to bombard it with more.
Yeah, now you just keep on selling. You keep on selling. You don't take no for an answer. If your lie didn't work the first time, tell it again.
It's like we're all Beowulf.
If your lie doesn't work the second or third hundred time, tell it again.
And the internet is the big dragon that comes along and ruins the wedding party. Was it a wedding party?
Yeah.
That was part of my favorite part of the movie because the dragon attacks, everybody, blah, 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 and then there's just darkness and silence.
Yeah, it's so sad, and we're all...
Just like what's going to happen when
the
internet collapses.
When it goes away, it's going to leave the planet before us.
Yeah.
The internet has its own spaceship.
Yep.
Of its own special TCP/IP design.
Did you see they've
little
got a new
will be ship
open
in space.
Which they feel is a much better mimic of the human brain that can memorize
right
things. And
here's the caller playing with the monkey chip.
Yeah, I'm sure that some government entity will be able to push that agenda. No, the next big thing will be, of course, taxing the internet in ways you could only, you can't even imagine. So deep.
Taxes to beat the axes.
Taxes, taxes.
Taxes.
Taxes. Taxi.
Through the roof.
And now our colors come back.
So on my car. It's like...
My child, receive in your heart and spirit these words, for time is moving quickly. I have revealed to you that there is a greater purpose in your life. It is my purpose that many mysteries be opened to you. No mystery can be withheld from the mind that is open to my spirit.
And so the funeral services were concluded.
Yeah, I'm almost
and we all went our separate ways.
You missed one.
Back to the doors of the Athenaeum Club.
Did you get your prayer rug?
Time to pull out.
Sent you the prayer rug.
And the no-no.
Refreshing
whiskey
and soda.
You're supposed to pray on it, put your knees on it,
take
bow
a long,
and pray, and
steady
send it back.
Drink.
Send it back. That's my favorite part. So they would extract the spleen A from it and read something. They're pretty spooky.
Such satisfaction.
Just in case you didn't get it, I have another gobbler here.
And if you stare at it long enough, don't his eyes open?
Yeah, his eyes will open and close.
Yeah,
stare at it.
Shut.
Prayer rug. It's his cheesy little piece of paper prayer rug. That made
well,
me
you
mad.
Know, that's
and
because...
crackers got all muddy.
Well, you just remember, it can
hey,
be
I'm
mailed
good at this thing,
for a price of a single stamp.
With two mustard
don't stamp on me.
Look into Jesus'
that's
eyes.
The original
you will see
column,
that they are
column,
closed.
Look into Jeebus' eyes.
But as you continue to look, you will see his eyes opening
I'm sorry,
and looking
Jeebus.
Back into your eyes.
I'm not licking toes. No.
Then go and be alone and kneel on
my
this
mind.
Rug of faith.
Kneel on
touch
Jesus.
It to both knees.
You,
ew. Then please check your needs on our letter to you.
I've got
please
needs
return
to understand
this prayer
a man has needs.
Do not
thank
keep
you.
It.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Do not keep it. Do not keep it. Do not
do
keep
not
it.
Do not forsake me,
do
oh my darling.
Do not keep it.
Tomorrow is your wedding day.
Tomorrow's on your knees day.
So what are you going to do for child care when you're bouncing over the back roads of Buckeye County?
Well, that's why you have these special seats that the children can ride in, that harness them in so they can't...
They harness the power of the son.
And they harness
the
power of the child.
The daughter, yeah. Well,
the child's electricity can be generated from an active child.
Is that how you get up the hill
child.
In the four-wheel drive or the 18-wheel drive?
That's how we save gas in our 10-mile-an-hour car.
Yep. Because harnessing
goes
the power
14
of the children
seconds
is,
per week.
It's all for the children anyway.
We'll be able to keep... always in our heart and in our back seat the special child in their seat safe and sound
well, as mandated by law
right and bouncing
doesn't
along
doesn't matter if you want to
but once we get back in the open country road in our pinball machines we'll pull them out on the road they have wheels on them now so that makes it easier to keep them synchronized
good
with the
God,
automobile.
What a menace to navigation.
Go, down the highway.
Playing pinball as they drive. This is even worse than cell phone use.
In other news, I received this letter from a caller.
Wow, that's pretty good feedback. What does the caller have to say?
Says, hey, Philo. So great to touch base with you again.
Yeah!
Sincerely, the midget.
That's it?
Midget? Well, today we call them little people.
Now, of course, we call
folk,
them
good
little
folk,
people.
Trooping all together. Green jacket, red cap, and white owl's feather.
Schwetter?
The little people. Yes, you may laugh, but I've seen them dancing on a moonlight night.
With pink moons, green clovers, pink hearts. Get your hands off of me, Lucky Charms.
Green spleens,
you scared away the little
brown color intestines, and pink hearts. With liver-colored livers and...
Get your mitts off of me, Lucky Charms.
Relax,
Paul. I'll kill you for my Lucky Charms.
Lucky so-called charms with a 10-foot proverbial... Oh,
keep your poles off of me, Lucky Charms.
I'd like to
Could I take those Lucky Charms you have?
Well, go ahead.
They're
go
about
ahead.
3 years old.
Get your filthy mitts off of me, Lucky Charms.
Could I just have them, though?
Sure. Thanks. You can have my Lucky Charms.
Thank you.
How's that? Isn't that handsome?
That tickles.
He'll give you the Lucky Charms right off his plate. They just don't come any nicer than that.
And why not, you may ask? Why or why not? Both
why?
Are legitimate questions.
Why?
And yet, why ask why?
Yeah, huh, what?
Well, now we're going to be back with the answers to those and many other conundrums in a moment. But first, we're going to tell you about something that may affect your life in the near future.
May 5th.
When Dr. Philo Drummond made his extraordinary discovery 16 years ago of the reverse retrograde motion of the helium atom, he had no idea of its universal application in all fields of life. But since then, the power of the universe has opened up to man's use. And a new age of plenty and prosperity has been announced. No more will man live in want and misery. Now, the ages are different, and the promised time of paradise is upon us.
Sometimes I wish I was a robot.
If only these robots weren't causing trouble with their absurd demands for equality, and especially with the publication of that suppressed tome, Robot Slaves in a World Economy, by so-called robot separatists. Well, we'd have things under control.
First law of robotics.
This universe is used. It's soiled.
What?
I want a new
one. We just got here.
This isn't a good universe at all.
Oh, well, too bad. I wanted to see the robot carnival, but... But
well, we can stay. Okay. It's on in like 45. No, it's on in... at 5 a.m. Okay, so, let's just stay for like an hour and 10 minutes, and then we'll take off and go be happy humans and play pinball in heaven forever.
Yes.
We've got all the helium balloons inflated now.
Balloons.
Yeah, I spilled my coffee.
And
in
not
the
a gray one to be
here.
Seen.
Is that okay?
Have you ever seen a gray balloon? Of course not. There is no such thing.
Hey,
everything's possible.
Hey, Dr.
Howe.
Yes.
Hey, Dr. Howe, do you remember that time in the show when we were doing the show and it was like about, I don't know, maybe it was 3:48 or maybe 4:10. I don't know, but
or
something
maybe.
Like that.
Yeah,
but. But anyway, we were taking a break from our regular form of insanity, and we were talking sports that night. We were talking about seeds and stuff.
Sports?
And 10th round seeds, 11th round seeds. I guess it's probably already past the seed time, but I was hoping that, I guess March Madness is over now that it's already May. But, I was hoping that someday we could go back to those simpler times and talk about the seeds again.
Children's
I really would
voices
like to.
In the orchard, between the blossom and the fruit time.
No, but we were talking about like basketball seeds, like where you had the 11th seed
Crimson
Wisconsin, Milwaukee, and the,
between the green tip and the root,
the 16 seed Southern University, and
Black wing, brown wing.
Horns. You know, the 11 seed Oakland regional contest.
20 years and the spring is over.
Wow.
Billy Beer.
Today,
cans
greens,
of Billy Beer.
Tomorrow,
washing
over. Do you have those cans of Billy Beer with you over there?
Cover me
yeah,
over.
Yeah, sure, use them now.
Light, they're kind of skunky. They're a little skunky.
They're only golden 12 years beer. Old. They're probably good.
Black wing.
12 years. It's only been 12
it's
years.
It's probably subdued now.
No, it's much older than 12 years.
Spring.
They've been since the Carter administration.
Swing up
oh, I
into
that
the apple
was 12
tree.
Years.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where
hey,
am I?
Hey, Hal, didn't you tell him about
what's going
his,
on out here?
When we woke him up back. From the cryogenic...
You mean, where are all the Japanese girls?
Jimmy Carter peanut butter
right,
scandal?
Right, he was in a cryogenic container.
What's
for
going
it
on?
Made
what
me
is
weak,
that?
That's for sure.
It's like a little walkie-talkie.
Well,
that's
a little walkie, a little talkie, you'll
that's
enjoy
a telephone,
it.
That's a telephone?
Yeah.
It's the telephone like of the future.
They call it a wireless
as
phone.
As we think
because
of it,
the see,
present.
There's no wires mm-hmm. attached, so you can actually wow. walk around with this kind of phone.
Well, you can.
Or run
now,
around.
No, you, don't, you can't even know why you would want to do that. Don't you just normally sit
but
next
who do you
to the
talk
phone?
To?
Run around the phone.
It is not good to ask
normally
too many
just
questions.
Just sit next to the phone.
See, Sharama,
sit on the phone.
You always sit on the phone. Yeah, that's yeah.
And then you
oh,
sit
yeah, that feels pretty good.
You sit in the phone.
And you're responsible for untold
you.
Misery in Africa.
Oh, really?
Because
okay,
of
I'll do that.
The first
phone.
Round of the NCAA tournament will continue today with more exciting action.
I'll do anything
sports.
For the kids. Even
two
in the
seed Ohio
but it
State.
It isn't the future, it's now.
Man, I can't wait till we can get back to the good old days and talk about seeds
when
again, though.
When you need a break from the action.
We can start talking about seeds right now.
Police start talking about seeds.
Police
let's just talk
start
about,
minute, talking about
let's
seeds.
Talk about when we're going to talk about seeds in detail, but by talking about them in just the briefest way today.
Could we have a meeting about that?
Let's talk about how sincere yeah. we're going to be when we talk
like
about seeds.
You can talk, you can bicker, you can
let
talk,
sure
you can
talk.
Bicker.
Whether or not we're going to have
bicker, bicker,
you know, the
bicker,
talk,
the
talk,
appropriate
talk,
authorization
bicker, bicker,
level.
You can learn Japanese, you can learn some English,
you can stick it in your tater.
But it's different than it was.
You can stick it in your tater, yeah.
Yeah. You can stick anything in a tater and eat it almost.
We can return to the moon.
Let's
and,
go.
I love
and, you. And dig taters out of the crater.
Stick a tater in a crater.
Shut up. The little astronauts getting mugged.
The ride.
Say
a
word.
Stick
don't say
a tater
word.
In the crater.
I won't say
anything. A body.
Okay, let's start learning.
About time.
But
this is the Learning Institute. Welcome to the most innovative program known to science.
During this period, the most influential of all magical, mystical, subgenius texts.
Hey, you know about that? That's
with
Dr.
Bisquick
yeah,
and
okay,
Lady Nipolina.
I'm getting a lot of press lately, but yeah, I loved him.
Cosmo the Clown. Oh, and Kogar, the crazy gorilla. The Apes of Wrath.
Hand me your bag.
Perhaps you would be interested in hearing about how I bagged the brute. Magnificent specimen, isn't he? Well,
what type of a gun did you use?
Well, I used the Webley Double 40 Ort here.
That's quite a hole, I notice.
Yes, this would knock an elephant ass over a tea kettle, if I dare say.
When you shot the elephant like that, why did, what did the authorities have to tell you?
What he was doing in my pajamas, I'll never know.
And wasn't he trampling out
but,
the vineyards where the grapes of wrath are stored?
Oh, well, that is one interpretation, but we like to think that this elephant was simply a rogue, or perhaps in lust, or must, or...
And the villagers had no need to quarrel over such trivial matters as the destruction
yes,
of their homes?
What they had been saying in the village was sinister, but who listens to the village people anymore anyway?
I went ahead and contacted my own personal
Ukubala
attorney.
Ukubala Ponga Bird.
and laid my cards on the table.
I'll feed you.
I know very well how I will need his assistance later.
But how can I be sure that you're not an alien robot from some unthinkably remote planet?
You can't be sure. Even I can't be sure.
And that's yet, right. They could have programmed you to think that you're Joe Lunchpail.
And yet, why do I have this little container opening device on the side of my
Well, I didn't mean
here.
To introduce it as anything more than a theoretical possibility.
Here, hand me your screwdriver.
Leave that alone. You're not an alien robot. Stop
I'm going to open it up
and
see what's inside.
No, I wouldn't if I were you. Just put down
my God.
The screwdriver.
There's circuitry in here.
It's too late. All right.
There's wires.
Now you've done it.
There's biomorphic
mechanical equipment in here. There you go. Now you have to live with it, if you call
There's
that
nanobot living. Technology.
And old nanobot wants to sing you a lullaby and put you to bed for good.
I'm just going to put the plate back on and pretend I didn't see a thing.
Too much on your plate, eh?
Just too much to think about. Too much...
Robot Slaves in a World Economy, the bestseller that's sweeping Saul and all the inner system world. You can now instantly order it at Dynasystems Terminal Omni.
You too could own your own robot slave.
Here they come now, a wicked conga line of robot provocation.
Only 9.8 million British pounds sterling.
Fun
How
for
much
the whole
is that
family.
In pickle juice?
For kids from 6 to 60 and oldsters 90 years young.
Dear friend, as you hear this...
Challenge of the
you
Go-Bots.
You may feel sorry for me, because I believe everyone will die someday. I know it's hard to imagine, but the graveyard
Not
is
me.
Filled with individuals who
die.
Thought the world couldn't live without them.
Like
Hello?
Clancy
Hello?
Yates.
Oh, yeah, Mom, I was just... Oh, wait. Hello?
Not that one, this one.
Oh, okay.
The
oh,
top secret one, the one that says
okay.
confidential
oh.
on
oh,
it.
Oh, hello, caller.
That's that 3 a.m. call
What's
from Hillary
844455 denary code.
Your most confidential
KPFA,
telephone number.
89.1 Berkeley. 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley. 88.1 KFCF
You've
in Fresno. And
the monster.
Line. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
KPFA.org. Oh,
Chico.
Don't forget Ziffer.
And my favorite, KPFA.org, all over the world.
All over the world.
I know you.
Where's that phone?
Where is that phone?
It's
inside that box. It's
Defend
sealed inside a box.
Nazi tyranny.
That toll booth.
How do you get it open? How do you get the...
password is 8484425, the Hawk Danger Gear.
Ah,
That's
see, and then when you don't think about it
4425. Give us a call now.
If I could get my hands on some corrupt government official!
Why, Easy, boys.
60% to you and 40% to me. This is the easiest money we've made in a long time.
Texas to beat the Axis.
Thanks to the corrupt government officials in our area, we'll line our pockets with public money forever.
You won't have to work in one of Mussolini's labor camps. Now
Welcome
you can
to the circus of
stay
the show.
At home and be enslaved to
Related to the circus of the
capitalism.
Moment, the circus, and the circus of the subgenius. That's it. Subgenius should have a circus.
And the common.
With plushies for animals.
Plushie.
And science fiction-based thought.
Didn't we do that?
We did?
Well, let's do it again.
All right, yeah.
A little old smile.
Well, remember, bring some trash bags this time, okay? And the liability waivers.
And the motion picture sickness bags.
And the facts about nudism pamphlets.
The facts about the pamphlets.
What are the?
What are the facts about the pamphlets?
The facts about nudism pamphlets. We like to pass those out early. So the...
just sewing the squadron patches and...
Just learned
it really hurts when they're
people
sewing them onto their
skin.
More I didn't know you're supposed to get out of the suit.
Society that
understand the real truth about the nudist movement.
But it's the birthday suit movement.
A million years ago, the first man lumbered about like an ape.
He
and
was
like his
gator.
Anthropoid cousin, had a shaggy coat of protective hair covering his body.
Say, that's a nice shaggy coat you got.
Man had often been impeded by the long and shaggy hair that grew from his body, snagging in brambles and branches whenever the chase for food led through a tangled wildwood.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Why didn't he hang up and try again?
Sometimes the thorns, the sharp points, dug deep into his flesh.
Tis sharper than a serpent's tooth to have a thankless child.
Immediately, man cast his eyes around for something that might furnish him a protective covering. What is that over there?
Plastic.
A bunyip.
It's the pelt of a tiger that I killed and ate yesterday.
If you say so.
Gingerly, I draped the skin around my body and kept it there. My giant two legs together around my shoulder.
So that's how you do it.
I need help, Digi Lady. I need help, Digi Lady. There's still an hour of show left.
My friend,
what
Johnny
do
the
I
Ape.
Do?
Johnny the Ape?
Johnny
oh, no,
the Ape approached and roared and beat his breast in laughter at the strange antics of me. A brontosaurus feeding nearby.
Now you're
startled
talking.
At an apparition.
Yes, well...
There it was that clothing was first invented by...
Clothing me. Optional in dinosaur world.
Oh, yes, and now you have the facts about nudity.
You see, you can run free, let your freak flag fly as you
now
dash
you may
through
ask,
the dinosaur-infested jungle. But sooner or later, you're going to want to put something on your feet. And, your own hide may feel more secure with a little bit of padding or buffering on it. Particularly
what if you feel severe pain?
A flock of hungry micro-venators approaches.
Forming a spot... A lump in a strange area, better left untouched.
Are you doing something about that rash?
Das Lumpen.
A lot of redness or pus.
Das Lumpen proletariat. Oh, you've got lumps all over.
Boils, hives, skin eruptions.
And fat ruptions.
Oh, I forgot to mention that we're going through the effects of listening to the show. Sorry.
Contusions, abrasions.
Lesions.
Lesions of contusions and abrasions. Brace yourself for this.
I shall require a brazier of hot coals for this experiment. No, madam, not that. A brazier of hot coals. Coals. Hot. Oh, that's again. Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your
club fiddle.
Doug Kershaw.
Hollywood Palace. Did you ever see that? That's where I first saw him.
Really? Doug Kershaw?
Yeah, and then I would see him a lot live at the state fairs.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Wasn't he in the Fire Sign Theater movie?
Was he?
Zachariah?
Zachariah, yeah. I don't know. What if he's... I fell asleep.
It weren't a Fire Sign Theater movie, but...
Yeah,
but it's always everybody called in. That. Well, that's the place they find romance. And now, Conway Twitty. They can dance, it's even kiss with every check. So the long, every glance. Hey, diggity, diggity, low, diggity, diggity, low. Never one knew we wanted to know. Nobody else could ever show.
Is that him on YouTube?
A bunch. And some really early ones, too, which are kind of funny. The thing I loved about him was he would powder the bow. So while he played, you could cut hair. So while he's going like this, things are busting and there's smoke. And he's a real good showman.
Oh, he's a great showman. The way he'd hold he'd hold that violin like he didn't care. You know, he was just out there, way out there in front, and he'd be dancing and.
He had wild Cajun mutton chops.
Yes, for a special Cajun.
Special Cajun, yeah. I like that.
He was a special Cajun.
Is he gone now?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I think he's probably still doing fairs at 83. Whatever.
Diggy diggy la, diggy diggy low.
Nobody else could ever show. Oh, They came from Acadia in Canada and were moved there by the British to take up the name and cause of being Cajuns or Acadians. And so it was, as told by the old
What's
man.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat?
Leave that cat alone. Stop that. Oh, that is disgusting. Stop that. Put that cat down. Right now. Put it down.
Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat.
My God, what a nightmare.
Pussycat, pussycat,
I love you.
Yes, I do. When you push a cat,
I... No, the train museum doesn't matter.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, push a cat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious.
What a nice song.
Shampoo. Oh, close up. Okay, sorry.
It's just a nice song. That's all. Keep moving, because I don't want
to
cough.
Well, we're going to go to Gary's wonderful birthday fest, as you know.
There's nothing of interest here.
Just move along, folks.
It'll be really great. And
keep moving.
Of course, it's full of all
sorts away from the coffee.
Horrible bike rides and things, but it'll still be
You have to go on the bike ride.
So what is the deal with this bike ride thing?
You got to go. I know you hate it.
Everybody has to go.
And what time is it?
Right now. Yeah, we have to go.
Now, what time does this shindig start, and how long does this hoedown go down?
6 a.m., or we're supposed to meet at 6 a.m.
Yeah, at Gary's house with bikes.
At 6 a.m.
Here we go. 6 a.m., here we go. Sorry, guys.
Now, and dinner's going to be like at midnight, right? After we get back from the hellish hogback.
The 13-hour
ride. 13-hour hell ride.
Which we bike ride up the Pinnacles and down.
Now, this is the one where if we're smart, we hire slaves that look like us and pay them a lot of money to ride the bike for
just
us,
like the
right?
Civil War. $100, $300. Get a subscription.
And we pay a guy that looks like us. Now, do you have your counterpart, doppelganger?
I do.
Okay. Cool. I better get busy and find one.
He was in No Blood for Oil. No, what's it? He's in...
No Country for Old Men?
Yeah. No, the other one.
Like Daniel Day-Lewis? You look like Daniel Day-Lewis.
Exactly.
So now everybody on KPFA's listening audience, if
there
you ever
There will be blood. You saw that?
What puzzling evidence looked like, you just go see that movie... No Blood for Oil. No Country for Old Men.
No blood.
There will be blood.
Yes.
There will be lots of blood.
There will be tons and tons of blood. Especially, I like the puzzle game and its opening, just like the show where you break your leg and then you should drag yourself across the desert.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
And
it
just fades.
But don't tell me about it.
You know he did
it
for miles.
That's character development in 1 minute.
When I look at the face of the guy, I said to myself, wow, he looks like puzzling evidence.
Yep, that's what happens.
The face of the guy.
That's what we call it on the show.
The Face of the Guy show. This is the show that's based on the face of the guy and other things, but mostly about other things and the face of the guy.
We better put our seatbelts on.
Okay, is it getting some rough weather up here? Choppy?
McGruff.
Choppy weather.
We're take a
we're
bite
coming
out
in
of
right after you.
We're
going
to have to
underwear.
Strap down our phones, food, and pledge support pamphlet.
Equipment.
And to the Republic here. For which it stands.
Now, don't
Quan
forget
Nation.
To never sound
it's kinda
desperate.
Because all these people think they've got a space on the pleasure sauce.
My space.
Now, when those hot-looking babes come by, don't threaten, don't wheedle, don't whine.
Don't
sound desperate. Don't say the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. Vary your words. Be creative.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Don't take it personally if she just tells you...
Those are the
she just flips you off.
And you've got room in your stateroom.
Don't take it personally if when she flips you off, okay? My wishes can all she's trying to confuse you. She's trying to make you think that she's not interested. There, see, she cussed you out in some foreign language.
It's over, man.
It's not over. Don't sound desperate.
Over before it's
shot
started.
Down in flames, man.
Don't let her confuse you by acting like she hates you.
So I should hate her in return?
No, you should just continue your blind, mindless quest to think
we
you can
no
change
longer
your,
follow the
your behavior enough
hate.
To appeal
with
to her
satisfaction.
Her, her lofty goals and conquest aspirations for you, the weak human male.
This week?
Hello.
This week on the show, we'll be talking about what medicines you can take. And when you should call the doctor.
Damn,
it's
dropped
my
quarters.
This is the Medicine Creek Formation.
What activities you can do after the surgery.
200 million years old.
Dr. Hal, a lot of our callers have asked that
fossils
tonight.
Fossils of the giant Jurassic sauropods.
We're going to wait till... Now, after... What can our callers do after the surgery?
Well, we'll find out. Caller?
They can
what did you do after the surgery?
Post-surgery fund.
Yeah.
And a long convalescence.
Paid taxes on toothpicks.
You paid taxes on toothpicks?
On two dicks?
Two dicks?
Dicks raising taxes on toothpicks.
Oh,
Dick
raising,
gas taxes on toothpicks.
Dick
up,
Nixon,
I guess,
yeah.
Where
well,
you guys are. Oh, Dick Nixon is...
By heart.
God, where you are now. I'm getting out of here.
Now, did you pack ice
engine
over it for 20 minutes when
alpaca.
You got home?
I didn't.
You're supposed to place an ice pack over the scrotum for 20 minutes when you get home.
But I lost the ice pick on a picnic.
Not an ice pick, an ice pack.
Too late.
No wonder. Never place an ice pick on your scrotum.
I thought it was a little bit
ice
scratchy.
Pack.
Yeah, well, I
a big difference.
Too. I'm all ready to go.
I'm so, glad I caught you before you stabbed yourself with
I
that ice
pick. I brought this conch shell back from Fiji.
Caller, are you going to X-Day?
I've been at X-Day.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
I don't know. Ask Bob.
Don't mind me. I'm just getting home in my mind.
Yes. Well,
Bob thought you thought it was cool.
Bob thought it was cool.
But, yeah. No,
Bob thought you thought it was cool.
Right. He said to ask Bob. So when I asked Bob, he said... You thought it was great. You loved it. You'd like to go again, and the next time you go, you're going to bring all your friends,
you go,
and you're
going
to bring your
stop going.
Hot-looking babe friends.
Bring your friends.
And take lots of pictures and post them on the internet.
You're
okay,
traveling.
Now we're
you're
taking you back
dimension.
To X-Day.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination.
Remember these.
This is the key. Okay, here's
the key.
When you get to X-Day, remember these zany comedy rituals.
Another dimension.
Yeah. Sound. Very zany.
Oh, sound. There's sound
rituals.
Stuff.
Yeah, there's some sound.
Sight. I am a reptile from the desert land.
Remember the sight thing? Okay.
A dimension of mind.
Speaking of sight and a dimension
you're
moving
of mind. Into a land of both shadow and substance.
At X-Day, you'll be expected to participate in some of the zany comedy rituals.
Uh-oh.
And surefire laugh-getters, such as stealing your firewood.
Whoa, ho, ho, ho.
What about blood wrestling?
Using the jets.
Does that really happen?
Yes. And using the jets in the hot tub in an enema-like fashion.
Uh-oh.
Visited Bob in
that is friend.
Back up.
Yeah.
How about this fun time?
Well, just up in the left corner is an arrow thing. You can go back and back up.
This fun time subject. Getting into the hot tub fully clothed
uh-oh.
With black clothing colored with cheap Indonesian dye and full
excellent.
Clown makeup after not showering or using TP for several days.
Whoa.
It's got to be a guy subgenius.
That's always a fun laugh getter.
And how what other kind are there?
Or how about this one? Making off with your beer frop girlfriend boyfriend.
This sounds so
this
petty.
Is all
so
horrible.
Here's another horrible
depressing.
Ritual. Comedy ritual.
I thought it was fun when
yeah,
I was there. What happened to me?
This is fun.
Philosophical.
Oh, okay. This is fun, I guess. Yeah. Mm. Caller, was it fun? Oh,
oh
I should get
hold
up
on.
And go
I've
to gotta, the show.
Yeah,
using your sleeping bag for a blanket when you aren't around.
Oh, darn it.
All right. Well, you
overestimating tolerance levels and thereby by requiring medical attention.
No, the caller is all
and
upset.
And then there's,
you
know,
leaving your mark on the toilet seat.
How many porta potties are there at X-Day? Or do they even need them? Are you in the pleasure saucer before you
they
ever
have
need them?
Running water,
getting too drunk
bathroom.
And vomiting in your tent.
I'll be in the Black Alibaba tent.
Will people really steal the firewood? Let's start with the basics.
No, they won't steal the firewood.
Yes, they do. They run with the firewood.
They run with the firewood, and then they poke their eyes out.
Building fires 3 feet from your car and tires.
There could be spiders.
I saw a big metal tick out in the...
And don't forget the ever-popular sloppy, drunk-style sexual molestation attempt.
Ticked. And this morning, about 9 a.m., I was right at the peak of a little mountain, about to brush my way through the peak of a mountain, and about 2 feet off my right foot, I heard... real loud.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and boy, you know, that is such a primitive thing. You can move very quickly when you hear that in any direction except toward it. I moved quickly because I heard that little rattler, and he wouldn't let me get to the peak of this mountain, so I turned around dejectedly.
How large was he? Did you see him?
No, I leave when I hear that sound. I would love to see him, but don't have a cell phone
Like
number.
Mr. Dobberstein pokes him with a stick.
Yeah, yeah. It's such a primitive thing. I know I could just keep going.
Have you ever run into notes left by people about rattlesnakes in places?
No,
this is our rattlesnake. We call him Chompy.
We were on a path, you know, somewhere. I don't even remember. It might have been Tentacles, but someone had written a note, rattlesnake under rock.
A little post-it.
Yeah.
They have all the trails.
I like lizards that eat fish.
I like lizards that eat people.
I like post-it notes that eat fish.
How about spiders
that eat
fish?
I like post-it notes
that
eat people. I like turtles.
And you're a spider.
Underwater
spiders.
Okay,
now don't interrupt me again. I'm trying to think.
Because, my friend, there are underwater spiders.
It's hard enough under normal circumstances.
Hideous maneuvers. You know, life is more than fun than a barrel of, what would you say? The cliche is more fun than a barrel of monkeys, although I don't know why that would be fun. And yet, they claim that it would be. Simmer down, kids. So I saw on, I guess it was, it was Wheel of Fortune some years ago, these people who seemed to be ready to solve the dim-witted dim-bulb puzzle. Which was obviously more fun than a barrel of, and it was most of the word, monkeys. But they said they'd solve
Where's
the puzzle.
Where's my child spray?
And they filled in.
Hey, that's me. Ah, yeah,
more
yeah.
fun than a barrel of Vikings.
Yeah.
I don't have a Viking thing
Charlie bit.
Charlie bit me.
I was trying to cue
up the Viking zone. See, all this Ask Dr. Howe secret reference material here. Nobody really did any more Viking questions after a certain point. I almost got in there.
Is this Jordy?
Were you there at my show when David Capurro
yes,
showed the...
Yes, that was very funny. He showed the really nasty Charlie bit me. I showed both, which is great, which is what you need to see. Like seeing Meet the Beatles and then seeing Hard Day's Night. Or seeing... Phantom of the Liberty and then seeing Discreet Charm of the Bourgeoisie. There's an order to it that often gets broken up.
In Viking times, the smith was the most important of all craftsmen, and one highly regarded by all. He made armor and weapons, fittings for boats, scythes, sickles, and plowshares. Everything, in fact, that could be made of iron. The most honorable and revered product of a smith was undoubtedly the sword. Viking swords were given names by their owners, and were often praised in song and saga, as were the smiths who forged them. A good sword was a Viking warrior's most prized possession, something to be handed down from father to son. Bjorn, the smith in Sigurd's village, was a noted sword maker. Warriors came from many miles around to order his weapons. Each Viking's sword had to be made especially for him. Its weight, length, and balance had to be carefully measured so that it became part of himself, something to be wielded during long hours of battle without tiring him. Bjorn would heat the metal until it glowed dully red in
it's
the gloom of the smithy. Then he would hammer and shape the blade, wielding his hammer like the great Thor.
Even out
the
there on
God
Highway 101, it's 420.
So what does that mean? We have to do something
mighty
now?
Mighty hammer Mjolnir.
Let's take
420.
He would then harden the blade.
Like those guys at San Rafael did that time by the tree.
Harden the iron.
420 dance time.
Ready with edges for grinding to laser sharpening.
This is a very good one.
Hey, that's a largish picture for you two. How you get it so big?
I'll show you. It's called Panic Train or the Noisy Girl Party.
They have their own vehicle.
And the words are hilarious. What'd you say, little color? Little
and a tomato that was so firm it felt like an apple.
Wow.
And convinced my friend.
Do you grow those?
To eat the apple, and they bit into the tomato and got tomato juice all over their shirt. It was very good.
What happened to the show? Where'd those guys go?
They went off to 425.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they did?
They're all gone. Wow, there's nobody talking
to them. What happened, man?
America,
what happened?
Those guys? Republica.
What happened?
You're an energetic character, so you make everyone around you energetic. Go, love. Go do your work. But go energetically. Are you energetic? You're known as a bad girl locally. Well, you do look that way. With your Yankee fashion, it suits you the best. You want to make something of it? Right now, your old friends are getting married, one after another. You've really done a good job of having taken over this group, but only until next year.
Yeah, we try to get international on this show. It's not just fun.
Oh.
What, you just remember something?
I just remembered my brain.
Really?
Yeah,
what happened to it?
That's a hard thing to do.
I'm still trying to remember your brain.
What happened to your brain?
I remembered where it was and how to use it for a second. That's the whole part about remembering. You can't use it till you know
exactly
where it is.
Using and remembering, are they the same thing? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Remembering,
I don't think so.
Remembering
how long
is a type
this thing?
Of
it
user.
Seems to be going on forever.
It's about the length of the war.
Man, it's so long.
About the length of the time it took the Titanic to sink.
Oh my God.
It's longer than an ordinary 7-minute video.
This is longer than it took the audio tape to die. Magnetic tape that was chemically treated with either polyester or acetate.
They're still singing.
Oh man, can you?
And they're so cute.
Are they a group?
Yeah, Morning Musume.
Man,
like come to the show to watch YouTube now.
Well, who does the instrumentals that are very powerful? That you
That's why we don't talk as much as we used to.
And right? What was that, Philo? What are you
looking at? Because of YouTube?
Because of YouTube. It used to be that we would all be talking
YouTube,
over each other at the
my
same
tube,
time.
It don't matter who's
And la-la. Then Puzzling Evidence would layer on about three more voices, so you'd had like six voices talking with any.
As many layers as a layer cake, bedad.
And we know it was hard to listen to, but callers loved it, and
I
listeners loved it.
It was listener-licious.
They used to reintroduce the program after each plug.
Yeah, now it's about as cool as the ninth Star Wars.
They'd recognize their many different listening areas, like Northern California,
free giveaway
Southern
socket
California,
wrench set. $29.95 value yours for
only
$9.
And listening locations,
in four
like the middle of China.
Easy on the wall.
Hey, you know what, by the way?
Southern California.
We have a guy right now listening from South Africa. I think it's the first time we're from
South
the equator.
Well, we did. We had people south of the equator. Remember, we had Australia, New Zealand. We had New Zealand. Remember that time we had New Zealand? We got a New Zealand listener.
New Zealand?
When stars
yeah.
Above.
Yeah. Weren't you in contact with that guy years ago?
Yeah, he sent me some emails. Another listener recently who's been doing his own podcast sent me email from Minnesota.
Weird on the show now.
Down Mexico.
So the show has a far-reaching influence all over the world.
Hi, Dr. Al?
Dr. Al, someone's...
What?
I had a question.
Weird. A question?
I've been taking the
slowly I turn
real estate
step by step, inch by inch. Wait, but
he's been taking your course in sex.
I didn't realize. Now you took my course, or you sent in for the first part of my course in sex and real estate.
Well, my question is, am I supposed to be having sex with both of the people that I'm selling to and the people I'm buying from? Or
this
am I supposed
is
to-
what I mention in my chapter, The Power of Persuasion. If you do not have the power of persuasion, use the persuasion of power.
Okay.
But in any case,
just
he should have sex with as many people in the transaction as possible.
Customer alone in the rental property, and there...
But don't forget some of the easier ones, like when you're at closing... And you're with the title company, you've got the fee provider, you've got the notary, you've got various other and sundry underlings who can easily be had.
Really worked for me.
So don't forget all those extra ones.
The
fee, the fees, the ones you pay the fees to, the secretaries in front office.
Try this special way and come out millions of dollars richer in valued properties and in satisfactory sexual relationships.
And that's the important
thing. I haven't made a lot of money, but I have needed the occasional course of antibiotics.
Well, that's all right.
There you go.
But
those should
all,
be covered by your
you
plan as soon as you've been in
the
company
flow,
for 12
you know,
months. Your,
be here now.
Your
right.
medical benefits
now.
Should
right.
kick in.
Gainsay it. You
in
know,
the meantime, we need to
look at me
maintain
now.
Those traffic that. Manager's credentials.
I used to be a young rip in my day.
And you need
to... But I just
well, Dr. Howe...
When I went to see the ladies, it was...
A daily log is prepared
Saturday
by the traffic manager. Have you kept your daily log in? We have to have the traffic
house.
Recorded.
Well,
it's FCC
the
parlor, requirement, you know.
Right, right.
Piano playing.
Yeah, we
son
have
of
to budget. Well, this helps us budgeting
often
at budgeting time. The budget promotions.
Budget. Waiting for the
and
ladies.
You're in the old
when we,
the then, budgets are different.
When we beg for
can't
contributions,
how many
we go into begging mode.
Overall?
What's that?
How many lessons overall?
Lessons, how many,
the
Dr. Howe, how many lessons overall can the,
Wessonality.
No, not Wesson, not Wesson. How many lessons can the
oh,
user
Oh, well,
expect
they are very few. You see, we call them lessons because they do. They lessen from time to time.
Okay,
time.
We're sending
and,
the lessons
they
into
get
your
smaller
brain
and smaller. Fewer and fewer.
Here they go.
This is what we call speed learning.
Yeah, it shouldn't feel too...
Open your course curriculum notebook.
It feels just like
take
listening to the radio.
And learn.
Yeah.
Sort of. Feels
except
like listening to
shocks.
This show.
Certainly like this show, yes. The painful reality of this show.
Poly six.
Yeah. Electric Surfing, one of my favorite video games.
A really hot video.
nobody calls them videos anymore. They talk about films and movies, but of course they all are. Right, well, there it goes. More videos, really hot ones, and
okay. Oh yeah,
you got, it's what, rotoscoped or something.
It's, yeah, it's all those Devo techniques.
Hanna-Barbera.
It's like a Japanese sort of Devo retro 30 years later.
My
sort
God, what's the world going to do?
And the little frozen girl makes the band turn into things.
Yes.
Man, why is she frozen like that?
I don't know. She's all weird and everything.
I call it that. I prefer watching early Paul Terry, but
it's actually the small girl. Is her name is Strong Machine 2, and she does popping and locking.
Maybe the
boy, popping and locking that went out in the 70s.
Not in Japan, in there.
Pop and or
we're
lock.
Flying in new DVDs now and trying to bring them up a couple of years.
Pop and lock.
Such a funny name. Yes, Pop and Lock.
Are you doing Teehee?
Is that like Rack'em and Pack'em?
No, yeah. It is not. No. The lockers came from the streets of New York. They preceded breakdancing. And now they've brought this horror back in Japan. Oh, those sons of the rising sun.
Yep.
What hideous.
There's little Strong Machine.
The past will they perpetuate next.
She does a great commercial. It's with
what
a super, it's beautiful old...
Are those cats?
Sanyo Super 8 camera.
Those creatures.
I'm always amazed at whenever I open up this history window in this browser at the horrible places people go to.
Yeah. I'm going to go check that out.
What happened to those little white critters, whatever they were?
They all seem to be like related to sex sites on the internet.
Sex sites.
What does this say about my workmates?
And no one knows who built Sexhenge, except that it was many years before the present era. However, there are certain fascinating clues left in the record of the rock. And in the next half hour, Dr. Ralph
Judy and Mary.
Snow,
you ever looked at Judy and Mary?
University of Western Mesopotamia.
No.
Did you ever look at the
music
other
fighter?
Did you look at the Boredoms? They're Japanese.
Amir
really?
Kazoo.
Yeah, the Boredoms.
A plastic comb.
What
did I know?
At
I know
a service
nothing.
Station by the side of the road.
Capsule, right?
In
I'm
going to
go look at the Boredoms on YouTube
first,
right
let's
now.
Look
okay,
at
I'll show you.
Ancient
yeah.
megalithic structures.
The capsules?
No, just capsule.
Oh, okay.
A vigorous civilization. But all civilizations collapse and die. Which is incidentally why global civilization is a bad idea.
See what's out there.
And so, in this case, the 11th
yeah,
century
global
Bayeux
civilization
tapestry
is a,
showing the Norman invasion
like saying,
is a later example.
You're only
going to
have one species of animal on the planet.
That's
what global civilization is
decorate
analogous
the walls
to.
The Viking longhouse.
I wanted to get my favorite
King Hrothgar's hall.
Okay, I'm going to look at the Boredoms in the live Fuji Rock
Judy
festival.
And Mary.
Beneath which
music fighter.
Sigurd's household ate and slept. Only Sigurd, the Viking, and his family had separate rooms.
If I go through a different browser, I can.
Raised platforms which ran the length of the building.
I'll go through this browser now.
The hall was splendid.
That's the problem.
Its walls
I'm trying
covered
to go through
with
the browser,
split pine trunks
browser.
And tapestries. Decorated with painted shields
like
and other
board.
Weapons.
It's like deranged edit segue into a cascade of echoing glossolaliac
That's
madness.
Us. As self-described from, like, 20 years ago.
The voicing of lyric ruminations from the free-falling brains of disintegrating personalities.
That. Those brains, somebody do something.
It's okay. They make some weird tapes out there. What you want on your building 60 feet high
it
across
is?
The street, yeah, in the future. And
now they're
and
using
Blade Runner
pixelation.
Yeah, well, this is all about kiddie porn, man. That's all
it
that
is.
Stuff
this
is. It's just kiddie porn.
Lurking. This is close to the
it's
skirts
pork,
of kiddie porn.
Pork of Japan.
Well, the Japanese may do it. That doesn't mean it's a kosher.
Music of fight in there. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Please try to contain yourself. Think of the scandal.
Music fighter.
Music fighter. Yeah, I love that song. It's like,
okay, I'm going to go out and check the places on the internet where people are downloading stuff from the show right now.
The way it happened. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, drag it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it,
set to it.
Wow, they're all over the United States tonight. Hawaii. We don't have much in. We do have. Hey, our Israel buddy is online. I see that Israel.
Israel hand.
What time is it there? I forget. I don't have my.
Like
I don't
2
have
o'clock
my time
thing. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon or so. Or maybe it's 6 o'clock.
Well, how many clocks do you want?
I can't remember if they're 2 hours ahead of us or 2 hours behind us. 2 hours ahead or 2 hours behind, 12 hours apart.
Oh, well.
Yeah, we have somebody in Alaska that's listening tonight.
Really? They just picked up for the show. They weren't here for the false over the edge.
The affair between Caesar and Cleopatra is forced
of lots of folks 4, in the northeast
Romans
of the United
led
States.
By the 900 veterans of the 6th Legion, able to kidnap the Egyptian royal family, keep a 70,000-man Egyptian army at bay, and consolidate Caesar's rule
but no
over the
hemisphere
Roman world.
Listeners tonight.
A master politician, ancient civilizations in conflict.
But we do have Israel. We've got Burlington, Canada. Burlington, and what is NL?
You got me. I suppose you could just sit here and watch the trains go by. And
train museum, yay!
There is something in a hobo.
We have Maine.
Well,
a train to Maine?
We have Virginia, Texas.
Yes, Virginia.
Missouri.
There is a sanity clause.
Chesterfield, Missouri.
Chesterfield. My
and
niece.
That's what kind of cigarettes
Chester,
Jesus smoked.
Chester, a nephew,
smoked.
I mean. Yeah, Jesus smoked Chesterfields. I think we've established that. There's no point in going over and over ground that we've previously already gone over, if you follow me. Yes, we've had it pounded into our heads that Jesus smoked Chesterfields. I think we ought to leave it at that. But
so
of course,
Hal wandered the
Lucky Strike cigarettes.
Trying to sell Lucky Strike.
Look,
of course, that's when
the sales of his
L.S. Green went away for the war. But then it came back
maybe
in the 1970s.
Connect to this IP address.
But of course, the green from L.S. cigarette packages was needed for the war effort. So, responding as a matter of patriotism, civic pride, the Lucky Strike cigarettes gave up their green livery.
Really?
To fight Hitler, Mussolini, and Tojo.
Lucky Strike.
Women's
Beans
underwear also
tobacco.
Paired a great view in the Second World War. Intimate apparel, a term in use by 1921, played a crucial role in the development of the naughty but nice feminine ideal. Holy! Oh my God, that's not a good landing, is it? Is this the bridges at Choco Rhea? Oh, he's gonna go off the edge of the,
Yay!
Yay!
Now he falls over.
I thought he was. Yeah.
Does he?
I thought he was going to do a special cigarette thing, but no. He's just waving to the. Whoa! Now he falls over the edge. Right?
Mission accomplished.
Sorry.
And the plane falls on top.
Now, what film was that? Was it Hot Shots Part 7 or something? Oh, I can't keep them all.
Lucky Strike.
Lucky Strike.
Oh, yeah. Likely Stroke. Yes. They're mild.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
LSMFT. Yes, William of Newburgh wrote his chronicles from 1136 to 1198 A.D.
After a nonstop flight from the nation's capital, President Truman is greeted by Governor Walgreen as he reaches Olympia, Washington, where he was a guest at the governor's mansion during his four-day stay. Charles Ross, the president's secretary, holds an impromptu
Charles
conference
Ross,
with the newspaper
who remembers him now? Everybody's smoking, everybody's got State hats. Capital,
the yeah, they've all got hats and cigarettes in those days.
They got hot.
President they got Kennedy hot, man, because they were running the country.
They got
they
hot.
Got,
they lived in Washington in August.
if you got them, smoke them.
Okay.
Light up and live.
Oh, ah.
You got to blow it out every now and then.
I'm not sure what you're supposed to do there. Yo, I took a hit in 1972 and haven't let it out yet.
64 out of every 78 doctors recommend new starters cigarettes because their tobaccos are mild and act as a natural sedative. Am I on? Yes, William Howard Taft.
Goo goo.
The first
goo-goo.
Did you go on goo goo?
1909. I'm googling it,
man. You will be in a few hours.
Required a
You'll
car
be out of
and
here.
Office and
you'll just be like driving fast.
White
on
House
the
garage.
I'm going to Putin.
Here he comes down the freeway. William
Putin,
Howard
man.
Taft, the first president to drive a car, and he had many cars and a strange relationship to the automobile.
Surprise it.
The role of the automobile.
You won't be taking your microstation with you broadcasting.
I don't want to give anything away, but
I would like to do that one day.
As you roll along on the freeway.
The automotive generation.
And then hurt everybody's ears. When they think they're going to NPR, they would go to the show next to them on the freeway.
Crime.
That's very true.
Well, I suppose, you've heard some of those stories of crime and death. Some might consider them unsavory, unfit to tell.
Oh, here we were just talking about this, so here I'll put it on.
But others...
Whoa, look at this guy.
Wow, what the hell? Wow, is this from the same movie?
It's just
picture?
A collection. Oh, man, ouch.
Wow, that was
hard
a bad
on your head.
That's a bad landing.
No, just a collection of, like, bad things.
Where
bad
your
days.
Whole airplane lands on your head, yeah. Like,
yeah, that's not Scott a good thing. Smart. And look, nobody's running. Oh, bam,
oh,
now.
And there's one. Crazy. Now that's terrible. Well, the propeller instantly stopped spinning when it was mashed onto the deck.
And he just kind of rode it in. Oh, no.
Now, what's this one? Is this the same
one? This is like
a
collection of real stuff. No, that one was a fake.
Real air
lucky
crashes
strike.
And bad landings on bad the decks of aircraft carriers. My, nothing but a lot of smoke, colors, flames, and wreckage there. That doesn't look good.
No, the left wing was
come in, Gilroy.
Right.
Where's the pilot, though? Is he out of the plane?
I don't think so. That looks pretty narrow. Maybe that's the same. Yeah,
that
same
guy's
one.
Getting out.
His little tire burned. But something. Everything else is okay. See the little tire?
Yes, I see the fire. The tire fire.
Come on down, little guy. There you go. The
wing might be red hot.
Stop it.
Like how
they got the guy out, and he's sort of staggering around. Now, here comes
this
another.
Is a classic. Yeah, everybody knows it's a bang.
Oh, yeah. Oh man, what did he
that
hit
is
there?
A classic. Plane gets torn in half.
Wow, and the whole
he's been spinning, falling, winding
then
around.
Then he just undoes his belt and gets out. La, 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 la.
What did he hit there when he came in?
The rear 5-inch gun. And then
I really like to update some websites.
Charlotte's
don't you like that?
Website. Whoa,
go to the
what
website
happened there?
Updates. Oh.
What would cause that? He just went complete. This airplane described a somersault, but on the ground.
Wow.
Ending up upside down on top of the unfortunate flyboy. Here comes another one in for a landing on the carrier deck. And it seems to have, well, of course, it didn't so much land as explode. And here we come right up
to
the
wire. Oh,
he
caught the wire up around the wheels instead of the hook.
Oh, that's what made him flip over.
So the wheels have just flipped him right over now.
I always carry around a parachute in my wallet.
We used to have these in our survival gear.
What's
these
here?
Really
this
cool
fellow's coming down. Is he going to hit the wires there?
He bounced over the wire, it looks like.
Yeah.
And he's going toward the island, which is not a good thing, because he's going at very low speed now.
And
boom.
Oh.
What did he
hit?
Oh.
He's bounced.
That's a Subgenius soundtrack. Oh.
Yeah, but what's he doing?
You see the pain coming, and then you receive the
now
pain.
There's some doofus in the way.
Ow.
You can't see what
hey,
happened. Oh, a huge explosion.
Ow.
Oh, wow. Was that part of the last tape there?
Well, no.
The last shot?
Did you hear that caller has already taken the license to start shutting down the show?
I can't be concerned with what those
subject matter.
They're made out of meat.
Yeah, they're made of meat. Have you seen that?
I'm looking at it right now.
It's pretty good. It's, what's the name of the story of the made of meat?
It's mentioned in the credits.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. I saw the button remade, too, by somebody else, and they had a long explanation. They had obviously been very tired of people saying, I saw this on Twilight Zone, because the Twilight Zone remade the button. Remember that? You get a million trillion bucks if you push the button, but somebody dies. That's why we play the nice music, so you don't think about it. Just
that guy that is playing...
The Danger Ranger guy?
Yeah, that guy is...
Michael?
He's the guy that played the killer on Urban Legends, or one of those...
He was the fisherman killer,
the one that wore the fisher outfit and had the big hook in his hand.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's been in a bunch of stuff, and it's a pretty good little... I guess working it was the short story. They're made of meat. But I thought you said they had radio waves.
Need you. For danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
They all went home.
Danger.
They all drove away.
Will Robinson.
Here's where Robot's rules of order don't apply.
Will, please help me, Will. You must save me.
It's just weird, man. You'll take your answer off the air?
Oh.
Oh, sorry. I was assuming too much.
Are you going to ask a few questions? Is your name John Kimball? I'm going to ask you some questions.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
No lies.
Give a few answers.
Okay. That's two. You know,
answer, please.
We're just winding down the show.
Yeah, I'm just pretty much going to sleep. You know.
Winding down, eh? That's not the way they used to think of it back in the Neolithic age. Back when life was short and hot and merry and the devil took the hindmost. When monstrous mammoths chased cavemen for miles, causing them to get all the aerobic exercise they needed.
Hmm.
Yes, I'm telling you.
The dino bones of Wotan.
Fossil remains, ancient artifacts,
okay, I'm gonna take a little bath right now.
From ice cores, genetics, and linguistic traces, and other evidence.
And yet, somehow or another, we'll persevere.
Comprehensive view of the current state of knowledge of the origins of mankind.
So this is what it is. This is it.
This is what it is.
That brought you here and the place you wanted to be.
Recently,
it's the mother, the father, Hobbit, the sister, people, the brother, the inside, the outside, the thing, all the was, the
cave
will.
Dwellers,
that's it. That's what this show is. It's the entire ball of wax.
Newly discovered shrines
on May 10th.
Ursus,
yeah,
Pileus,
on May 10th.
In
Gary's birthday.
France.
Happy Gibberl
Gibberl Gibberl Day. Gibberl
Fram. Happy super birth sometime birthday to Philo and Gabogue Fram.
Oh, that's right.
Philo just had a birthday, too.
Yes, he did. He did. Well, I hope it was an upper birthday.
Yeah, I had a birthday today, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that fellow went right off the edge of the boat.
And their little parachutes now. There they are.
But it looks like his plane, went up and not.
Yeah, he lost control, and so it's time to leave.
And I got one year younger.
UFOs, I saw UFOs.
Whatever happened to that plane? It flew away.
It just flew away.
Without the pilot.
Yeah. You don't really need them anymore. They're so advanced.
Wow, it looks like them flying saucers caused that plane to explode into flames.
Secret footage.
These are secret footage. I don't know where you're getting this stuff, but it looks classified.
This is what happens if you go up against a UFO.
And now we see a place like Groom Lake or...
What is that?
It's an aircraft coming in for a landing, and
is he coming up short?
And it slowed down, and it stopped. And
he landed on his belly.
His little tummy. His little aircraft tummy.
He didn't have wheels?
Oh, it's an A7 Corsair. No, sometimes the wheels aren't there.
That was well done. He
did a
well-done
landing.
Vietnam-era F4.
There he goes, right off the edge of the...
Uh-oh, not a good thing.
What happened there?
Looks like he lost his engine, and he's going home now. Angel's going to go pick them up out of the water. Splash.
Wow, that was a big splash.
That one guy on the Mr. Ed show looks kind of like...
Oh,
Pedro.
Horse is a horse.
Oh, do
The Stallion 2. Ween, The Stallion 2.
The horse, of course, was the famous.
Probably sent it to you, but it's W-E-E-N, and the Stallion 2 is the name of the song.
Horse, the horse, of course.
It's not the rehearsal. These beats don't happen on their own.
He's always on the stage.
It's not Indian Tube. Deborah Padgett and Fritz Lang, Indian epic from Phantom DVD. That looks pretty cool. I got to look at that first.
But Mr. Ant girls will love never fake snakes. Unless he has something to say.
If you look at the tomb, it shows a.
Oh man, this looks great.
Horse
this was just recently released or something.
Have you ever heard of a talking horse? And the horse, is the famous Mr. Ant. Go right to the horse, of course. He'll give you the answer that you endorse.
I am the Stallion.
Love this song. It sounds like a Wotan song.
This is pretty good.
Come here, come love. I am the Stallion.
Look at that.
And when did you find this?
I was actually looking for some Mr. Ed stuff. And
there it is.
Yeah.
Whoever thought Mr. Ed would have made such a hip
exactly
video.
Exactly. In a moment, I'll show you Andy of Mayberry edit. That's really good. I love it because you remember all these horrible episodes. I used to love this show because of how horsey, you know?
Yeah.
And then I forgot that Wilbur played bagpipes. And who was the bothering neighbor? There's always a Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, that's a formula, well-used TV formula for years and years.
The neighbors are always nosy and funny, and ultimately you're...
Well, they're nosy because there's something going on, like your uncle was a Martian, or monsters or something
my
like that.
My favorite Martian was the best, because it was the whole thing of the landlady trying to find out things.
Yeah.
Nosy Mrs. Brown.
She was kind of hot.
Yes, he was. Her interest in Uncle Martin was not entirely scientific.
She wanted to get him, you know, get some action happening.
It was clear that she did. However, in one episode,
she was cooking for him all the time.
Uncle Martin fell for a stripper. I seem to remember. And then he actually confessed to the girl that he was a Martian and from Mars and so forth. And of course, she wouldn't believe him, and their affair never happened. And so it was. As told by the old man in the boat. Yes, the only possible explanation was that Mars had an ancient civilization unlike our own. Now what have you got? There's a hold up in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights.
So where are you going to post some stuff out there, Puzzler?
There's a traffic jam in Harlem.
Getting close?
Back up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout group for a child. Cruise chefs do it idle while.
Get on in there, Opie. Said Andy one day.
A face in the crowd this time.
And...
Yeah.
Barney was there. The chick was dancing for Gomer.
Yeah, he's giving Barney a lecture.
It's 5
a.m., folks. It's time to go to work.
I guess so. Well, it's been fun, I gotta tell you.
It's almost time to get out of here.
Now, did you send me that one?
Yeah.
Okay, I got that one. Looks hilarious.
It's wonderful because it's such a nice edit.
That's, is that Peaches? What's her name?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Peaches.
Peaches,
professional name.
Yeah.
Peaches and Regalia, huh? Wow, it is great. Even the shadows cast on them.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
What happens when the show's gone?
I don't know. I've never been there.
I mean, do they just stop talking?
Yeah. But this one with Deborah Padgett's pretty hot.
The paging, Tomb? Yeah. Deborah Padgett.
The
paginating.
Girls love fake snakes. It's called The Tomb on YouTube.
Fake
the
snakes?
Tomb.
Oh, I don't
Indian
know about
Tomb.
That.
Oh, the Indian Tomb. Sorry, I didn't see
some folks
Indian.
Say it's haunted. You know, I never was.
You know, show's over.
A lot of strange, superstitious twaddle and claptrap, a balderdash, a foo-for-all and teradiddle, but maybe there is something to it. I'm not saying I totally believe it, but, you know, maybe there are a couple of things we just don't have a lock on. And when folks say the old place is
haunted. You know, call, you're fading. I can hardly see you now.
And then I... And then...
Oh, he's going seepy. Good. That's what we want. Everybody,
and I...
Especially if you're just driving a car now. Go to sleep.
Sleep.
Go to sleep. Out on Highway 5.
Sleep the wide on, blessing. The gentle 18. Sleep that knits the raveled
spin
sleeve.
Spin out, crash into Harris Ranch.
Yeah, that's up. Yeah, into Harris. Yeah, exactly. Or better yet, spin out, crash into the tons of hamburger on the hoof just a mile later.
Delish.
Look, she reminds me of a lot of Just Incredible.
Oh, yeah?
In her presentation, yeah.
What, the Indian tomb?
Yeah, Peaches.
Oh, Peaches.
Particular realistic edit of a world gone mad.
In an old house, there's...
I can't get
always
enough of Deborah Padgett on the Indian tomb, man.
Man, that costumery.
More is heard than is spoken.
Wow.
And what is spoken remains in the
world. I want to get the rest of that DVD.
Waiting for the future.
Fritz Lang.
And whatever happened started
just
in
about
the past.
Time maybe he was there. It's in German.
Presses hard on the future. The agony in the curtained bedroom, whether of birth or
come
dying,
on, you guys, let's get out of here.
Gathers into itself all the voices of the past. And project
this will be great. The show will be over. Nobody will have to listen to this dribble ever
the lawn,
again.
The dogs and the old pony.
Oh, that will be. That's not a good thing.
Summer,
oh, it's not a good thing.
No.
The
oh.
Stumble in the wave.
Did I get this wrong?
Pain.
Oh no.
The chopping of wood.
We're gonna have to do the whole thing over again.
Yeah, we have to start the show over again.
The kitchen, the steps at night in the corridor, the moment of sudden loathing, and the season of stifled sorrow. The whisper, the transparent deception, the keeping up of appearances, the making the best of a bad job. All twined and tangled together, all are recorded. There is no avoiding these things, and we know nothing of exorcism. And whether in Argos or Oakland, there are certain inflexible laws, unavoidable and unalterable, in the nature of music. There is nothing at all to be done about it. There is nothing to do about anything. And now it is nearly time for the news. We will listen to the weather report and the international catastrophes.